grab a bucket and mop. Scrub the bottom and top. There is nothing so clean. That's my burger machine.
Now, I haven't been to a McDonald's in years. Well, actually, the last time I went was probably with Big Fatty when we were leaving the Habra Hotel. Ooh. Probably stopped and got something there. So that was a couple years ago. But even before then, I mean, I don't eat there on a regular basis. So it had been years and years before that I had set foot in one.
Yeah.
You feel a little ill after you ate that?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now, I haven't been to Big Fatty's in years.
From the bottom and top.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3262 of the BFO for the right, the 7th of August. 2020, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, gonna tell you about my day and more census and maybe a voice letter. Yes! Tubbers, Big Fatty, special hello to old Cricket Hat. No, not that kind of hot tubber. Oh, okay. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, I'm going to tell you why you're hot tubbers. Oh, you know what? I think I'll tell you why you're hot tubbers right now when I play this. Fatty, we haven't heard this in a long time. It's true, y'all. This is the music I used to play when I would read the Goggle transcripts. And y'all, I got a phone call, and y'all, I'm just gonna read you part of the Goggle transcript. It starts off. It says, "It's me, the hot tub, and the hot daddy in the jalopy." Thirsty, Big Fatty, the hot tub and the hot daddy. And y'all, it just made me giggle like a schoolgirl. Now, I'm not going to say any more about it, but hi, hot tub.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I guess so, y'all, you've heard me mention it many times this month. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, and one where the birthday boy enjoys going to the McDonald's. No, that's the old gal that likes to go to the McDonald's. Oh, well, I get the two of them confused often, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, I've met this person, Cowabunga, a number of times. Y'all, he's just one of the nicest. I say that all the time, but y'all, everybody is nice, but this person is just super nice, and y'all, he's met that that crazy guy Mario Lopez, and Mario Lopez is a midget compared to him, Big Fatty. But y'all, he's been to the Pride 48, he's been to the G'days, he's been to the to the Metropolis Complex and the Capri Lounge. Y'all, I don't know a single person that doesn't like this person. Y'all, he's been here to the villa. And y'all, he goes way back. Big Fatty, please just get on with it. And y'all, he's one day short. One day short of being 20 years younger than me. Y'all, on Sunday the 9th, y'all, it's Mr. Cashew himself. Y'all, it's Dr. Stone. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Dr. Stone. In fact, y'all, I've known Dr. Stone so long that I remember when he was Miss Wes, or as Scotty gave him that name, it's Ms. Wes. Big Fatty, and he hated it. He did hate it. But y'all, if you see Dr. Stone on the 20 or the face space or at the Hacienda, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, you know, he's put on that COVID-15. So maybe instead of sending him some cake, we should send him a gift card to the BevMo. Everybody can do all Big Fatty, and you know, they sell the to the Von's East, send a coupon for cashews. A Big Fatty, and then Big Fatty, you probably want him to go to your Amazon wish list. Big Fatty, you are a whore.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
And let's hope so. Y'all, I have tried to record this little show. This is the third attempt because, y'all, as I was setting up the opening the first two times, this happened.
The rain, rain, rain came down, down, down in rushing, rising rivulets till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into piglets. For piglet he was
frightened. Now, y'all, it rained so hard. Y'all, first of all, I saw it coming. Because Big Fatty, it's a long time since you've seen something coming. No, not that kind of Big Fatty, I'm vulgar. You are vulgar. But y'all, it's the clouds were so dark and off in the distance, and y'all, as they were just getting closer and closer, y'all, there was thunder, there was lightning, the rain was coming down heavier than when the hurricane Isaias came by, and y'all, it was just unbelievable, and y'all, it knocked the power out three times. I mean, it was just a flicker a couple of the times, and I think the third time it was off about half a minute or something like that, but y'all, it was just enough to ruin the little show. Yes, Big Fatty, that takes a lot. You usually handle that all by yourself. I do. But y'all, it's just unbelievable. Y'all, I feel like I'm a weather rat or something. Big Fatty! And after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I was getting ready to go on a little nipple walk in old Vader. Old Vader said, I'm going to come over and help set up your computer. It's very easy. It's so simple. I just can't believe it took me this long to figure it out. I'll be over. And so, y'all, he came over and he sat down here at the computer and he just bam, 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 bam. And it didn't work. And now, y'all, he's had to stick a pin in it. Back to the drawing board. Yes, Big Fatty, maybe he can go hang out with the hot tub. Maybe, and the hot daddy. But anyway, so after You know, I give him credit. He tried his best. And, of course, you know, the main thing I'm worried about while he's sitting, well, y'all, I was sitting here playing the Candy Crush, and I know it was driving him crazy. But, y'all, the only thing I'm worried about is, okay, now that you've changed things, now how is that going to fuck up the little show for right? And y'all, it did fuck it up a little bit, but I figured it out. Yes, McFitty. let's see. Then after that, y'all, I watched a couple of shows on the TV machine. Y'all, I know I've talked about this before, but that holy moly, y'all, it's a combination of putt-putt golf and Wipeout. Y'all remember the Wipeout, the big balls? Y'all, if you've never seen the Wipeout, I'm sure it's on the some kind of TV machine thing. I promise you, even the old gal watched it and laughed. Fatty. But y'all, it's just nonsense. But the holy moly, y'all, it's just as silly. And y'all, it's just pure silliness. But y'all ought to watch it. And the season's almost over. And then I watched the Don't. And that's kind of a quiz program where they can make money and lots of money, and they do these stunts and all, and y'all, it's just silly too. But y'all, after that, it was time for the premiere of the Big Brother. Y'all, I'm amazed that it's happening. So anyway, and y'all, by the way, they announced during the show that the Love Island is coming back. I know that Brandon and Alex Lefebvre really enjoy them. Brandon especially loves that one. So anyway, y'all, but the they brought the 16 All-Stars back. The list that I've been referring to for a while, they were right on the money, except they had three extras on there. That Amber, that nobody knew who the hell she was, and Josh, Casey. Oh, and there was another Danielle from one of the early shows. And we have Danny, which is Evil Dick's daughter, but the Danielle, she's not on it. But y'all, it was a good show. Y'all, they've all gotten old, so that's an interesting thing. And y'all, I think it's going to be just lovely to watch that this season. So y'all, put that in your VCR and subscribe to ButFirstPodcast.com. Yes, be ready. And y'all, I slept okay. Took me a little while to go to sleep, but y'all, a little less time. Big Fatty Whitman Tinker must have just given up. Well, you know, he probably had to go. Make somebody else miserable. Big Fatty, we love Whitman Tinker, we do. But y'all got up on Thursday morning, I got up and had my breakfast, y'all, and I did my little cheat thing that I do when I can't get a Sudoku, where I just look at the first three numbers in the upper left-hand block, and then I go from there, and if I can't figure that out, I look at the bottom three numbers on the bottom right-hand block, and y'all, I only did those, and I was able to get it, And I got the level 3 puzzle done today without any problem. So, y'all, it's just odd. Just odd, bitch. And he kind of like you. Y'all, then I just piddled around the villa here. Y'all, I had to roll the recycling out, although I don't think it's coming until for right, because it didn't pick up on Monday, so I think everything's shifting. But it should have been picked up on Thursday, but I don't think it was. But anyway, y'all, and then my glasses arrive. Oh, Big Fatty, can you see better? No, not no. The wine glass. Oh, Oh, and y'all, I'm pleased to report that all eight arrived intact. They've been washed and are hanging properly in the wine rack. And y'all, I'm just delighted, to have that, it's the little things. Yes, Quick Ready. Speaking of little things, y'all, Mr. Cackle, you know Mr. Cackle from over there at the Blind Time little show. He said that I had inspired him to, not inspired, I'd made him crave quiche. So he was going to make some quiche. Y'all, he's going to make it with, he says it's crustless, but it's made with Bisquick. And I said, well, you'll need to send me the recipe. And he hasn't been bothered to do that. Well, Big Fat, he's very busy. He's very busy laying out in the sun. Y'all, he even says that there's a little taste of fall up there in Cackle Land, and so this afternoon I have made up my quiche. It is ready. I'm gonna have that for my brufkas for the next few days, and I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Boring Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, our census today is from that KC in Denver. Y'all, he lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a listener. He's been listening since molten lava came up from the earth and made the continents. Big Fatty, so he's a fairly new listener then, yes. His favorite segment is Axe Big Fatty. What would you change on the BFO? He says BFO is practically perfect in every way. Much like Mary Poppins. Big Fatty, you're Mary Poppins. It's true. He has called the voice letter number. He's been to a Pride 48 event. And he has utilized a special chair. And the last time he sharded himself, y'all, I didn't know this at the time, but it was at Pride 48 2019 in New Orleans. Big Fatty, you did know about him sharding in Nolens because he called into Shard Week. That's right, I do remember that now. Y'all had an e-letter. I had a post over there at the BFO from Straight Bob saying that $300 isn't a huge sum for my tree work, but if you want the lowest prices, wait until the winter time. He says that things get really slow for those folks during that time. And by the way, when are you and Larry Clyde gonna team up again for a little show? Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's a no sales tax weekend here in South Kakalaki this weekend. And y'all, if you were gonna need a computer and lift here, this would be the time to get it. Big Fatty, do you need it? Well, Vader says that mine is old and slow, kind of like you. It's true. So at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, Dr. Stone. And Dr. Stone, I'm beginning to forget what you look like and what you always did when you came for a visit.
Now, I haven't been to Big Fatty's in years.
Scrub the bottom and top.
Oh, Big Fatty, there's been no bottoms or tops here to scrub.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.